proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me on today's program. Just south of Tel Aviv Jaffa, along the coastal plain of Israel, lies the modest town of Yavne, with a population of about 40,000 people. Yavne has had a rich history that can be traced back to biblical times when it was called Yavne'el, according to the book of Joshua 15, verse 11. This area was allotted to the tribe of Dan, but as archaeology has shown, it was also the same region of the Philistines. In the community of Yavne, on the southern side of the city, archaeologists have uncovered the remains of a Philistine settlement from about 3,000 years ago. In the year 2001 and 2, burial places from this time, known as the Iron Age, were found. Additionally, several other finds from the Roman and Byzantine times have also been uncovered. Yavne, as in other places in Israel, illustrate the fact that it is not uncommon to find the ancient beside the modern, or sometimes literally on top of each other. This is the case here in this modern Israeli city. After all these years, this discovery will be fully revealed in an upcoming seminar at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. In this seminar, the story of the Philistine worship rituals will be highlighted, as well as other ancient cultural practices. Hebrew University, with the help of the Israeli Antiquities Authority, will shed some light on the ancient Israel's archenemy, the Philistines. Some of what archaeologists have found at this site reveal artifacts that were part of the daily life of the Philistines, but much more uncovered the religious practices of this group. This unique finding was uncovered by accident as a public park was being prepared only a few hundred meters away from this first archaeological site. This accidental dig revealed thousands of items in a ritual incineration pit. Digging about 2 meters into the earth, the team found altars made of stone and clay, as well as bowls and other vessels that were used for worship rituals. Even though these findings are impressive in and of themselves, modern science and technology have helped dig up the dirt, so to speak, of what the Philistines were doing here. Inside the pores of the altars, researchers were able to draw out molecules of the dirt in these clay vessels and found elements of local plants that are used as drugs even today by the Bedouin culture. This type of research is rather new and has been called sensory archaeology. In fact, forensic scientists discovered that the hallucinogenic drugs contain some of the same materials that are used to make the drug called ecstasy today. Obviously, the Philistines used mind-altering drugs in their worship of their gods, along with other immoral practices. In other words, this was a Philistine drug bust. These findings help us understand the life and culture of the people that lived in the land of Israel during biblical times. As we dig up the dirt on the Philistines, we can clearly see, as King Solomon said, "There is nothing new under the sun." While archaeologists and researchers study these things, we can rest assured that God's word is true. The ancient people known as the Philistines have come and gone. After the Babylonians came in 604 BC, they took Judea as well as the Philistines into captivity. Shortly after this time, the Philistine people vanished from the pages of history, yet we remember them through the help of Bible and archaeology. This study of the Philistine drug bust in Yavne confirms what we know in the scriptures. The Philistines were a real people. They served their gods that often were a snare to the children of Israel. God raised up judges, prophets, and kings in order to proclaim the message of his truth that there is only one true God and Jehovah is his name. Gods such as Dagon, Baal, and Ashtaroth are only pieces of wood, clay, and stone. The God of Israel is the true and living God who calls us to follow him and to live distinctly from the world. The end result of the Philistines, according to Jeremiah chapter 47, would be destruction because of the way they treated Israel. Zephaniah chapter 2 prophesied that Judea would one day possess the land of the Philistines. Today, the Israeli city of Yavne has answered that call. The call now is for peace that only God can give in this war-torn land, peace that is greater than any drug the Philistines can offer. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.